USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian, which the official death toll has now risen to 43. Several hundred people, many of them Haitian immigrants, waited at ABCO's Marsh Harbor in hopes of leaving the disaster zone on vessels arriving with aid. Bahamian security forces were organizing evacuations on landing craft. Other boats, including yachts and private craft, were also helping to evacuate people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The government jobs report fell short of some expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Some see it as another possible sign the U.S. economy is slowing. Others say that it's no big deal, that the jobs report shows around 130,000 new jobs added in August, when most analysts were predicting there would be about 160,000 jobs created. Wage growth remained solid, and the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The investigation continues into the boat fire tragedy in Santa Barbara, California. USA's Wendy King has the latest on the story.
There was a vigil to remember the 34 people who died on the dive boat that caught fire at the beginning of the week. They're still looking for one of the victims.
The remains of that person do remain outstanding. We have 33 of the 34 victims recovered.
Bill Brown is the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. DNA testing has identified more than half of the bodies recovered. There are reports that the Conception didn't have a roving night watchman. The Coast Guard's Monica Rochester says that's a violation.
The certificate of inspection articulated that there was a roving watch required for that vessel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Duke University says an investigation has found no evidence that former basketball star Zion Williamson received improper benefits. School spokesman Michael Schoenfeld said in a statement that a thorough and objective probe led by investigators outside the athletic department found no evidence to support any allegation that would have jeopardized Williamson's eligibility. Duke Athletic Director Kevin White said in April the school would investigate after lawyer Michael Avenatti accused Nike of paying Williamson's mother to convince him to attend a college affiliated with the shoe company. Williamson was taken first overall by the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA draft after earning the Associated Press Player of the Year honor as a freshman at Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.